USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Trump launched a furious and highly personal Twitter attack against the Federal Reserve, fuming that the Fed, quote, did nothing, and wondering who is the bigger enemy, Powell or the Chinese leader, Jinping. The outburst came after Powell gave vague assurances that the Fed will act as appropriate to sustain the nation's economic expansion. While the phrasing was widely seen as meaning interest rate cuts, he offered no hint of whether or how many reductions might be coming for the rest of the year. Powell had barely finished speaking before Trump escalated his criticism of the Fed, which he continues to accuse of keeping rates too high. The will that Jeffrey Epstein signed just before his jailhouse suicide puts more than $577 million in a trust fund that could make it difficult for his dozens of accusers to collect damages. Dividing the trust could take years. Epstein killed himself on August 10th in New York while awaiting trial on federal sex trafficking. This is USA Radio News.
This is sponsored by Facebook. Nearly half of all Americans know someone who's affected by opioids. But according to the U.S. Surgeon General, only about a quarter of those with an opioid addiction get the treatment they need. All too often, it is the stigma and undeserving shame of opioid addiction that forces people to remain silent rather than seek help. In an effort to redress the opioid epidemic and combat this stigma, Facebook, in partnership with Drug-Free Kids and Center on Addiction, created Stop Opioid Silence, a national public awareness campaign aimed at inspiring people to break the silence and share their stories with each other, a medical professional, or family and friends. Marsha Lee Taylor is the Executive Vice President of External and Government Relations at Center on Addiction.
Our goal is to help those struggling with opioid addiction understand that they're not alone and that there are ways to find help and support.
Visit StopOpioidSilence.org and click Message for Help.
Chief Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg has completed radiation therapy for a cancerous tumor on her pancreas, and there is currently no evidence of any disease remaining, according to the Supreme Court. The court said in a statement that a biopsy performed on July 31st confirmed a localized malignant tumor. Ginsburg, age 86, underwent a three-week course of radiation therapy and, as part of her treatment, had a bile duct stent placed. The court said Ginsburg tolerated treatment well and does not need any additional treatment, but will continue to have periodic blood tests. The court said Ginsburg canceled an annual summer visit to Santa Fe, but otherwise has maintained an active schedule during her treatment. Ginsburg underwent lung cancer surgery in December and has two previous bouts with cancer. She had colorectal cancer in 1999 and pancreatic cancer in 2009. While recovering from surgery, she missed arguments at the court in January, her first illness-related absence in more than 25 years as a justice. This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
A new survey of voters finds even President Trump's detractors don't want to see him impeached. USA's Chris Barnes has more on that story.
The new poll finds that a majority of voters surveyed do want President Trump out of the White House, but not through impeachment proceedings. The new Monmouth University poll finds 57% of the voters said they want someone new in the Oval Office, but just 35% said they wanted to see Trump impeached. And some voters feel that an impeachment process without a conviction would put Trump in a stronger position to be reelected.
Under international pressure to contain fires sweeping parts of Brazil's Amazon rainforest, President Jair Bolsonaro authorized the use of the military to battle the huge blazes while thousands took to the streets to protest his environmental politics. Brazilian forces have started to deploy to the border areas, indigenous territories, and other affected regions in the Amazon rainforest to assist putting out fires for the next month, according to a presidential decree authorizing use of the army. The military will act strongly to control the wildfires, Bolsonaro promised as he signed the decree. The armed forces will collaborate with public security and environmental protection agencies. Over 370 square miles have burned in northern Paraguay near the borders with Brazil and Bolivia, according to Joaquin Roa, a Paraguayan state official. He said the situation is beginning to stabilize. Close to 20% of the Amazon has already been deforested, according to Thomas Lovejoy, a George Mason University environmental scientist. This is USA Radio News.